Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf came to Philadelphia today to send a message to the state legislature that a bill prohibiting most abortions after 5 months will not become law. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports that he also rallied support against the bill.
Senate Bill 3 was approved on February 8th. It would amend the Abortion Control Act to outlaw abortions starting at 20 weeks and criminalize the dilation and extraction method of abortions, which is one of the most commonly used methods during the second trimester. Erica Goldblatt Hyatt says her pregnancy could not have been terminated legally if the bill were law. She says she didn't want to end her pregnancy, but her son never developed an airway or trachea and would have died if the pregnancy went to term.
I know the truth as it happened, and I stand strong in knowing that my beautiful son was freed from pain and suffering, from the limitations of a body that would not serve him.
Dr. Sindhu Srinivas, director of obstetrical services at Penn Hospital, says she helps parents with high-risk pregnancies at the worst time of their lives when deciding whether to opt for an abortion or carry to term.
Senate Bill 3, if enacted, would compromise the safety of my patients. This bill, if enacted, would violate the doctor-patient relationship. It would impose the most extreme restrictions on abortion in this country. It would ban abortions after 20 weeks when most significant fetal anomalies are detected.
Governor Tom Wolf says he has a simple message for the legislature, which he repeated 3 times during the press conference.
Should this misguided and restrictive policy reach my desk, I will veto it. And I will veto any legislation that serves only to restrict the personal and medical choices available to women.
Wolf says he has enough votes in the legislature that any attempt to override his veto would fail. Senator Michelle Brooks, the prime sponsor of the bill, did not respond to a request for comment. House Republican spokesman Steve Miskin says the issue is important to many of the people of Pennsylvania, and the Senate bill will be reviewed with similar House legislation that passed overwhelmingly last year. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.